Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice and thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore, just a festering sore, and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul. Ease my soul.
Day long, it gets me right, even though we fight and fight. But who knows?
And it is so wonderful to be back on air. Before we begin tonight's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Cheryl Cooley of Climax. Thank you, my love, for honoring us on Monday evening. And remember, family, be sure to purchase the new single from Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley, For Woman, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. And speaking of woman, my goodness, she epitomizes what you could ever ask for as far as being a songstress and also being a wonderful, wonderful actress. I'm talking about 2-time Grammy Award winner, Miss Ann Nesby, and she is starring in a fantastic play called Don't Mess with My Man. Lord have mercy, and it's going to be running through Mother's Day weekend, always a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful, on behalf of the Teddy Bear and, of course, the Comfort Zone, it is my honor to welcome to the zone the one and only Miss Ann Nesby, my queen.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have been waiting such a long time to get you on the show. I am head over heels in love with you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, it is a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you so much.
You know what? I must commend you. Your album that you put out in 2014, Living My Life, my goodness. My
Yes, living. We have to live our lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. My favorite, actually, the entire album was great, but my favorite track on that album is I See Beyond, and I find that so apropos right now. I must ask, you know, we have a tendency to be greedy when it comes to quality music. When can we expect a new album from you?
Well, we're actually working on a project right now. And we definitely, we don't want to rush it. We want to, but we do want to put, give our friends and family some good music. So we're working on a project right now, and we're going to try to stay true to what we do and give you the best that we can offer.
I would not expect anything less from you, my queen. Now, the new stage play, Don't Mess With My Man. Lord have mercy. Okay, now how did this come together? Because along with you is starring, of course, some incredible, incredible artists from Ebony Steel, Urban Mystic, Willie Taylor, formerly of Day 26, and also Mr. Thomas Crawley. How did this all come together?
Absolutely. Well, I had an opportunity to work with Mr. Willie Taylor on another show, and when they began working on this project, it just started to all come together. And looking, they were looking for a mother for this role, and of course, I kind of have that kind of stigma, like auntie and mama. So when they were kind of looking for someone that could possibly have a voice of reason, and here I was, and God was good, and he blessed me with that position. So I'm there with, of course, Willie Taylor and Ebony Steel, we know her, Urban Mystic, who is one of my colleagues in the industry as well, great, great musician, singer, and of course Thomas Crawley, coming together to give you Don't Mess With My Man. And what a great time to do this Mother's Day weekend, to have the mothers to come. And, of course, we know the daughters are going to come and bring her. So we have to talk about women's stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I want to touch on something you just said, being the voice of reason. How has that helped you to sustain a very not just a prosperous career, but also to maintain a balance in your life?
Well, I'm really grateful to be considered that, because I try, as I live my life on a regular, normal, everyday basis, try to live kind of the voice of reason. Of course, being a mother and having a career, and also being a PK, of course, a pastor's daughter, and having my mother being a missionary, I kind of had those values instilled in me. And then I made my own decision to really follow God and try to live according to the Word. So I base my reasoning on what I feel is right, and I try to extend that, and I teach my children to be true to yourself, and do the best you can in every situation, and don't leave anything on the table. Give it all you got. And one thing my mother would always say is that in my career, she would say, when we would go up to sing, I come from a singing family, she would tell us, it doesn't matter whether it's two in the room or whether it's 2,000, always come from your heart and give all you got. So in being the voice of reason, I in turn would share that with everyone that I would come in contact with, that would ask my advice, is to be true to yourself and to trust God that he will be able to work that instrument that he puts in you, whatever your gift.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the things I've always wanted to ask you, do you realize, as far as the amount of therapy that you give to so many people who love you when they come to see you perform? Because, you know, we all go through our, you know, our little obstacles, our bumps in the road, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely.
When they come to see you perform, it is so spiritually uplifting to us. How does it feel knowing that you have that kind of impact on people who love you so much?
You know, I always hope and pray that I'm able to encourage, uplift, and educate in some way, share in sharing the gift that God has given me. And that when I, before I even go on stage, I always pray that little prayer and ask God to give me the right thing to say to someone that may be listening, or some encouraging word. And even coming from a group like Sounds of Blackness, it was definitely things that we strive to do is to be educationally unapologetically educationally and uplifting spiritually, to share the knowledge that we have with our music, and not only that, but life lessons. So I always try to come from my heart and give examples of things that I've gone through, and also possibly things that my friends have gone through. And then I always come back as a writer. I also come back with my solution based on what I feel is, through prayer, the answer is Jesus for me all the time. And for others, you know, just being positive and holding on and not quitting. So whenever I go on, I try to share as much information as I have in my experience, and also from a loving point of view, to be able to be encouraging.
No, I'm fine. You know, both of us are, you know, we're both 21, maybe 22. I can speak for myself. And we have a tendency to get somewhat set in our ways. And I wanted to ask you, do you realize, as far as being with the Sounds of Blackness, as far as starting something that was so groundbreaking? Because when you had groups like the Sounds of Blackness, of course, Kirk Franklin and Yvetta Steele and the Steels, where you were able to get young people to come in, especially to the church, being a mother, being from someone from a church background, church upbringing, can you speak to the listeners out there how important or how imperative it is to really reach out and get the youth involved in the church, or better yet, to get them closer to God?
It is very important for us to be role models. I'll say it, and I stand on it. And some people don't like that position, or they won't claim that position. But when God blesses us as musicians and role models to give us a platform to be out in front of the world, if we are confessing Him, then our light should shine, and we should be the salt. Because, I mean, our children have no other means unless we teach them. And in our case, I believe that our way of teaching our youth is to let our life reflect the positive and the greatness that's in us as a people, to live a whole life, and not compromise who we are with our values. And, you know, and to really strive and be all that we can be, and not accept the criticism of people telling us what we can't do, or how we can't achieve anything, but just standing out there and constantly encouraging them as well to know that if you can see it, then it's possible. So our children have us to depend on, and they're walking in our footsteps. So it's definitely up to us to encourage them, because the church is in us. And if we don't get our young people together, we're going to see a dying breed, as we see we see all the huge churches and other, you know, kind of religions kind of falling off because the youth are not catching on. It's going to be the same with us if we don't stand up and live something before them and know that you don't have to be a stiff collar to trust God and love God and allow Him to lead our lives.
probably, you know, all of us are flawed. No one is perfect.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of the youth out there, they get so caught up and being made to feel, because they have flaws and they're not perfect and they make mistakes, they feel a lot of they're being turned away from church. And I know it's unfortunate, because I know a lot of the quote unquote, I don't want to say old guard, but the standard of what church used to be as far as music should be played this way, you should sing this way. And then when you hear the sounds of blackness, it came from a whole completely different stratosphere. It was fun, it was loving, it was energetic, and you've seen so much more of the youth getting involved, and we see all the things that are transpiring right now in today's society. And I wanted your feedback. What do you think we can do to help better ourselves as people, as a community, to learn how to start loving our young people more? Start loving ourselves a lot better than we do.
When I'm asked what we can do to better ourselves and our community and our world, my answer, because of my commitment, is living the Word of God and getting in that Word and living the promises that God has given us, even as a people, understanding that when we pray, that is a very important thing, because it is our communication with God. And Him being my guiding force, I know that the Word of God is His language. And when we begin to understand His language and we begin to pray the promises and take hold to what God has promised us, we live on a higher level, because we know that we are speaking kingdom language. So that automatically elevates us, because we know that we're living as kings and queens and elevating our thoughts even to a higher level when we live positively.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more, especially the things that we're being surrounded by. So much negativity. It's very easy to get down on ourselves when we see the amount of negativity that we allow ourselves to be surrounded with. For you, how have you been able to maintain such a balance in your life and making sure that you have the right kind of people around you, are like-minded thinking people like you who believe and understand that no matter what goes on, we're gonna keep our faith. We're not gonna let anything bring
us
down. We'll think that way.
Absolutely. When I encounter new people, and you know, in this industry, I travel so much and I come across so many different people. And then, of course, as I stated before, being a pastor's daughter, I've encountered all different kinds of people in my lifetime. But going back, it's being able to try the Spirit by the Spirit and understanding, you know, what spirit you're dealing with, because we're spiritual beings. And we have to be able to understand where people are coming from. And we have to be able to understand that when people come against you negatively, they're not really attacking your body, but they're attacking your spirit from a whole nother level. And it's not about you, because, you know, we live in this society, but we have to be able to separate who we are. And sometimes, like my old parents and my grandparents used to say, sometimes you have to deal with things with a long-handled spoon. If you feel like that spirit is not meshing with yours, And sometimes just because it's expedient, just because you know that it's expedient, when they don't receive what you feel is right, you agree to disagree, and you move on. If they don't want to accept your advice or your opinion, and you don't try to just force what you live on someone, but you can share how things have worked out for you. And I try to keep all my relationships. I try to network to maintain my relationships, and I think that is what has caused the longevity with me in the industry, is being able to maintain contacts and being friends and learning from people that I've encountered, and not having conflict, but learning to understand where people are coming from, not being judgmental. And it doesn't cost us anything to be nice, just being nice. And sometimes people have issues that they're more willing to share with you because of your approach when they first meet you. Otherwise, and then by the end of your encounter, they're saying, you know, I had a whole different opinion of you. But when they get to know who you are, when you come from a positive point of view, it changes everything. So I think it's how you present yourself to people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're an extremely, I mean, I'm being a little bit overstating a little bit, but I think you're fantastic. Actress, I really truly do. For you, I know for people that don't understand, the ones that are on the outside looking in, can you kind of give us a little bit more insight? What is the difference between, as far as acting, using that kind of, as far as studying your lines, knowing your lines, mm-hmm. and getting out there and rehearsing? What is the difference between being an actress and being a vocalist, going on stage and performing for people, because they want to see and they want to hear you sing?
Well, you know, there are, and I really applaud and congratulate and appreciate true thespians. They've studied the craft and they've done their homework to do that. And as an artist, vocalist, songwriter, there is actually kind of a thin line, because it's all art. It's all art, and it's just a different form of art, a different way of telling a story. Being a vocalist, songwriter, you tell a story with music and with your vocals, singing. And then as an actress, you find this character that you're given, and you study the characteristics of that character. This is the way I do it. I don't know how they teach it. I you know, put myself in the situation of the character and draw from experience and how I see that individual in the situation that they're in. And I try to portray it and allow the audience to see the emotional side and the strong side and the encouraging side, the great side of the character, and if it's a character that's not so great, because sometimes we do have different characters that you have to portray. But whatever that character is going through, I try to paint that picture as much as I can for the audience to be able to get into the other characters.
You've always had the ability to bring such a sense of vulnerability in your music. I mean, it really resonates. It's very transparent. Do you try to bring that part of yourself as far as acting, especially with the new stage play, Don't Mess With My Man?
Yes, absolutely. This is a story. I always try to be as open as I can, because I want the people, I want the audience to get the point and to be able to come away with whatever the purpose and the point of this story is. I want them to be able to come away saying, you know, this is something that I can think on, I can ponder on, I can better myself with. And telling this story, you know, how it talks about a young man that, you know, he's like just tangled up with drama from his past and you know, just doesn't know how to trust, and he gets caught up in the worldly things, and you know, so his battle is just to keep him from just going back. And my daughter, she is a young lady that is troubled, you know, seeing things in her past, being with someone that has not given her a perfect role model, but always being criticized. So in this, in my role, I want to be able to let someone that may be living this understand how they can correct themselves and see themselves in that situation and come away, whether they need to better themselves or move forward and be a little more encouraging to someone that they may be in the situation with. But this Don't Mess With My Man is a drama that we kind of see in everyday life. So this is something that will draw the attention and cause people to reflect and come away and say, you know, I can modify myself and I can do a little better than this. So we want everybody to come out and share in this so that we can be a help. Because when young men like this are encouraged to know that people really love them, and in spite of their past, they're going to be tested. They're going to be tested to be able to stay out of the things of yesterday. They have to have someone on their side and that will go the mile with them. And you got to have a good woman.
Yes, Lord.
So that's what don't mess with my man. Because, you know, when a woman gets a man, they're almost kind of like a mama bear.
Yes.
Or a mother lion, whereas they're going to protect what's theirs. So when you come in that den trying to mess around, you got problems on your hands. So we want to talk to the mothers on Mother's Day about
Absolutely.
Those particular things, because
Absolutely.
A lot of times this is going to open the door for mother-daughter conversations. And what better time for mothers and daughters to be drawn in and to be able to see life situations come in and see how your daughter feels about maybe your relationships that you're having before her, or the relationships that you've had in the past and how they affect her life. This thing is going to be a mess, I'm telling you. If they miss this, it's a lot of drama, and it's so much truth that you're just caught up in it. Now, you see where I'm going?
Absolutely.
You see where I'm going? That you're just entangled because there's so many components that goes along with this. So now, listen. Saturday night, we're going to be in Montgomery, and then Sunday night, we're going to be in Meridian, Mississippi. So if they miss it in Montgomery, they could travel on down to Meridian.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Absolutely. In Montgomery, Alabama, we're going to be at Troy University at the Davis Theater Saturday at 7 p.m. and also Sunday, Mother's Day, at the Temple Theater for the Performing Arts in Meridian, Mississippi. So it's going to be great. And I think it's something that we are going to appreciate. It's a piece of art that should not be missed.
Absolutely. And for all the many listeners out there, you can purchase your tickets. Go to eventbrite.com and you can purchase your tickets there. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show and taking time out of your very busy schedule. And hopefully soon you will make your way down here to Houston, because we would love you to come in to the studio. And I'm going to try my darnest to make sure I can get down to Mississippi and come see you work your magic. I'm
going
to try.
To say, you are closer to Mississippi if you can make your way, because we love you, Ted Dear. We love you. And I love the people of Houston, and we've been praying for Houston because we've been seeing the things, you know, with the disasters. But God is still in control, no matter how crazy it looks. And we're praying for the many families that have been uprooted and you know, struck by this disaster. But we're praying, and we know that God is able, and he's in control.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, family, to get all the information, make sure you stop by Miss Nesby's official website. That's at annesby.com. And to purchase your tickets, go to eventbrite.com. The hit, fantastic new stage play, Don't Mess With My Man.
With My Man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Teddy Bear. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be on the Comfort Zone.
Safe journeys, my queen, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. The incredible 2-time Grammy Award winner, of course, Ann Nesby, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio. I remember, family, starting this on, actually on, I just got overwhelmed for a minute, I'm cool. And remember, family, Mother's Day weekend starting on May the 7th at 7 p.m. The play will start in Montgomery, Alabama. That's at the Davis Theater for the Performing Arts. That's at 251 Montgomery Street, Montgomery, Alabama. And you can purchase the tickets online at eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com. The new hit stage play. Ann Nesby, of course, with Urban Mystic, Ebony Steele, Willie Taylor, formerly of Day 26, and Mr. Thomas Crowley. Man, the Teddy Bear is going to do everything he can, Lord have mercy, to get down there and see the stage play. But in the meantime, while we're here in the Comfort Zone, let's get lost with some Sarah M.K. with Just Friends here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
Girl, I'll tell you on the phone, not even better. better, get myself together, stand strong, tell you how I felt all along. But every time we meet, boy, I get cold feet. Another time I tell you how it be. I play low key, but I'm so sick of it. Friendly, not independent women, yeah, I done it. Cause I need somebody to keep me warm. Now when the lights are down and the music's gone, and you, you be the perfect match. Say abstract writing on my Facebook status, trying to let you know what I've been holding back. I'm scared of rejection and that's a fact. So I tiptoe, but one day I shall attack. Make it as clear to you as white on black that I
I love everything.
John. Tell you why you're in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, again, a very special thank you to the incredible and lesbian. Remember, family, she is starring in a fantastic new stage play, Don't Mess With My Man, Lord have mercy, starring Ebony Steele, Urban Mystic, Willie Taylor, formerly of Day 26, and Mr. Thomas Crawley. And this is going to be playing on a Mother's Day weekend beginning on May the 7th, yes, Lord, in Meridian, Mississippi at the Temple Theater. And remember, you can purchase your tickets online at Eventbrite.com. And if you need some more pertinent information, be sure to stop by Ann Nesby's official website. That's at AnnNesby.com. Lord have mercy. And speaking of official, here's the latest from Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley. It's a beautiful thing for woman in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Patient and kind, we stood the test of time.
Double Dose from Kim Waters from his CD Silver Soul, Stay Together. And before that, Fireflies featuring Zendaya here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. Yeah, we're also on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And on Facebook, The Comfort Zone, LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, you can always catch up with us on Instagram, all these various websites, my goodness. But you can catch up with us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And I know I'm getting tapped on the shoulder. Don't forget. And for those who need, how should I say, some therapeutic, nonstop, live, 24-hour streaming music while you're at the website, click on live. We got what you need, man. We're here to fill that need with some substance and quality. We're here to take you away and fill your needs, fill that void. Whatever you're going through at work, you're at home now, you're relaxing, everything is in the past. We're dealing with the here and now, but we can always focus on taking that stimulating vacation, if you catch my drift, with Kindred, the family soul, far away, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Tired of broken street glass, not getting no rest unless the baby's sleep. But even then seems like we're trying to keep. Tired of paying taxes, sending emails and faxes.
Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
It's a special right now. In 4 minutes or less, you. We're going to crown all of them right now. Dedicate my mama, your mama, you. And you. Your baby's mama's mama. Dedicate you. Wife, you. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them and say, dedicate. You are appreciated. This is dedicated.
I appreciate your strength. Thank you. And then I'm going to take the carry.
Put all that, son. Put all that.
Nigga.
You know what, my do you, my nigga? I'm trying to say that. can't nobody love you in a better way. Even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna stay right here till my dying day.
Gonna love you like I can, Lord have mercy, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. So many people to thank. I know it's that time, but it's okay. I promise you, we will return from the Milky Way back to the comfort zone. Want to send out first and foremost so much love to all the loyal listeners and supporters of LOTO Radio. Without you, there's no teddy bear. And of course, my staff, thank you so much for being diligent and taking care of business and handling things. I love you to death. And of course, my right hand, Tammy, thank you so much, my queen, for handling things. I really, truly appreciate it. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website. That's at LOTL, the Comfort Zone. .com. You can also follow us on Twitter at LOTO Radio and also on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTO, the Comfort Zone. And the same handle for Facebook as well. But when you need that feel, you need that fulfillment of therapeutic music, just relax, lounge a little bit at the Comfort Zone, and we'll be there to be able to provide you what you need, 24-hour, non-stop, therapeutic music. So until we meet again and you find out what you need, just be sure to be patient. We got you. We got you. We got a lot more in store for you. We're going to close it with the latest from Men at Large, Date Night. On behalf of myself and the rest of LOTO Radio family, God bless. Keep your head to the skies as we travel back to the Milky Way from the comfort zone here on LOTO Radio.
Show how much I wanna make you happy. Don't you let go now, baby.